Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with verse number 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel, after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? Tonight we participate in what we commonly refer to as communion. Paul talks here about the blessing, the cup of blessing. And in that reference here, he is referring to the Lord's Supper, communion. Communion really means having in common, a common union. It's simple for us, or simple enough for us to understand. And it really involves the sharing of more than one person of something. Sharing together. The cup of blessing that he's referring to here, the bread that we break, is a representation of an actual sharing. And that sharing that Paul's referring to is in the redemptive work of Christ. Blessing comes from the same root as eulogy, which means good speaking. Now, when the word blessing is found in Scripture, it's given to us in different ways, and it has basically different meanings to it. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12 says, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. And all of this list is something that the worthy Lamb should receive. Now, who is worthy enough to give these things to the Lamb who is worthy? One of the songs we sang tonight mentions in that song that something to the effect that he should sacrifice his head for a worm such as I. I don't know if you've ever really thought too much about that phrase that's in that song, but as we were singing it, it came back to me the reality of what he had done, offering himself for someone as low as I. So when we think about this word blessing in Revelation chapter 5 being something that is attributed back to the Lamb, it's really speaking here of people giving him praise, vocalizing with their voice, with their mouth, with words, praise that is due unto him because he is worthy of our praise, no matter how low we may be. He is worthy of our blessing, that we bless him, that we give him praise, that we say good things about him. Another passage of Scripture, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 17, "For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing." That blessing that he's talking about there, the Hebrew writer, is in reference to an invocation of divine blessing. Kind of a other direction blessing. But it's still speaking about words, good speaking words. Romans chapter 15, verse 29, "I shall come to you in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ." What kind of a blessing is that? That really doesn't seem to fit the idea of eulogy or of good speaking. But what that word does fit there, or how that word does fit there, is in the area of benefit. Blessing being a benefit. There's giving of thanks in this meaning of the word blessing. Now, Paul tells us here about the cup of blessing. And as we would study the idea of the cup of blessing, we won't go very far in the study till we understand that the cup of blessing was a part of the Paschal feast. The Paschal feast was a time when the family would be, or a portion of it would be, when the family would get together and the father would initiate the passing of the cup as part of the sacrificial ceremony or sacrificial ritual. The father would take the cup and pass it to the family. Every part of the family was involved with that Paschal feast, the cup of blessing that was passed on. We take it, break it down a little bit so that each one has their own cup. I was at a Catholic wedding one time, and the priest stood up there and served communion to all the Catholics that would come. Of course, my wife and I were not welcome to participate in the Eucharist that day, but we sat and observed while the rest of them did, and they had one goblet. And I presume, being in the Catholic Church, that it was real wine. And one person would drink out of that cup, and the priest would wipe it off. And the next person would drink out of the cup, and then he'd take his linen cloth, and he'd wipe it, and went through, I don't know how many people, 100 or more people perhaps took it that day. And thankful for the cups this evening. But in the family situation, they passed the cup. And each person participated and took a drink from the same cup, the common union, sharing together in that particular part of the ritual. This is also the cup which Jesus initiated. If you recall, the Last Supper, as we commonly think of it, and it indicated particularly the benefits of the death of Christ, transferring from the Old Testament Paschal feast over to the New Testament of what we observe, the sacrificial lamb. And he initiated, and he mentioned that this blood is the New Testament. As oft as ye do this, ye do it in remembrance of me. There's some significance there. He also took the bread, the breaking of the bread, and as he took that clump or a loaf of bread, the lump of bread, and he passed it around, it was a personalization, a participation on an individual level of the redemptive benefits of Christ, that they were participating in the living bread. They were partaking of the living bread. As we read these few verses here in 1 Corinthians, I don't believe that we can really find any reservation in Paul's mind about what the focal point is of redemption. Paul lets us know that the basis to all spiritual blessing was the blood of Christ. The foundation to all spiritual blessing takes place or is found located in the sacrifice on Calvary, the center cross, the one who, in the midst of all of what was taking place and the anger that was expressed on both sides for a while and then only on one side for the remaining part, the center voice spoke, as I mentioned this morning, of forgiveness. That's where the focus, that's where the basis, the foundation of all spiritual blessing. And so when we think about passing of the cup of blessing, passing of the bread, the basis to it is found at that point. that significant place. Paul said here in this passage, we are all partakers of this one bread. Partakers of this or that one bread. And it reflects the practice of each one individually taking and breaking a piece of that loaf for himself. And we don't have that either tonight. But it's been broken that we, each one individually, participate in and share in. We become united in common union with Christ in his suffering, in his death, and ultimately then in his resurrection. The blood and the body of Christ. Individual blessing. When each person participates, it's an individual blessing. And when we do it like in this setting, then it's a corporate fellowship where we become common in union, having this common union together. The communicants, by all receiving a piece of that same loaf, are made into one spiritual family. One spiritual family. You realize this evening the blessing that we have of being able to partake of communion, binding us and bonding us together, not just simply the spiritual blessing that each one of us can receive, but also that we be bound together, united together as one family, one Christian family. Not the name on the church, the name on the denomination, the name that we ascribe, but it's the church of Jesus Christ when we are united together in communion. Paul talks us in the next chapter about this particular ritual or form. He said in verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Now he does give us a warning about being unworthy in the midst of receiving of communion. I don't believe that we should take that warning lightly. But on the other hand, we have to be careful about how severe we put that warning, because it could drive every one of us to the point where we would not be able to participate. And that's not the point. But that we do it with care, that we do it with humility, that we do it with a spirit of worship and full adoration and respect for the one who gave his life for us. And so tonight, as we take and share, let's do it together, knowing that God gave his only begotten Son, that you and I could be brought into the family, brought into his family. I'd like for us to get our songbooks. Mary Beth would come. Turn to song number 28. I want us to be careful to pay attention to the words. Sometimes knowing songs the way we do, we can easily sing them without really paying attention to what we're saying. But let's sing this from our heart this evening. Lead me to Calvary.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy corn crown crown. Lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget, send me. Lest I forget thine agony.
Let's bow our head for prayer this evening. Our Father in heaven, it is with grateful heart this evening that we come to participate in this that your Son prescribed for us. As we take these cups and this bread, pray, Lord, that you would sanctify it to the purpose in which it was intended. Pray that you would help us to receive. You know our heart this evening individually. You know the desire of our hearts. You know our intents. Not that we want to come to you and casually participate, not that we want to come and carelessly participate. But I pray that you would speak to us this evening. Help us to see ourselves as you would see us. And I pray that if there's anything there that is not right in our motive and in our intent, you would reveal it to us. Help us to see it. It's a sacred thing to be able to take and participate in the sacrificial death, the breaking of the body, the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus. May it be a true cup of blessing and bread of blessing to our spiritual lives this evening. Bless, I pray, and sanctify this time to us individually as well as to us collectively. In Jesus' name. I'd like for us to start in the back and make our way front through the front. Participate, take it and go, and we will participate all together or partake all together.